Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. Thank you again for tuning in. If this is your first show, well, welcome. My whole goal here is to be able to help you achieve the body that you want, whether it's building as much muscle as you want or you want to lose some fat, you want to do both at the same time. This whole show is dedicated and devoted to giving the best information from the best athletes, from the best results, everything, even my own experience as well, to help you achieve that 100% on plants. Why plants? Real simple. Because number one, it's good for the planet. Number two, it's good for your health. Number three, when you learn how to do it right, it's just amazing. You get results so fast. In fact, I've gotten results on plants faster than I ever did eating animal products. And any health issues that I had, they've all gone away. All of them, they've all gone away. It's just absolutely amazing. Anyway, today's episode, I want to devote today's episode on ab training. I've been getting a lot of emails from people asking me about how to tone up their abs, how to be able to get more ripped and lean, and I'm going to share just a couple tips. I mean, I could go for days on all the things that you could do on ab training. Let me give you one that isn't taught by a lot of people right now that I think can make a big difference. Number one, I want you to understand that I'm sure if you're not doing it already, make sure that your diet is already supporting fat loss. Because obviously, if you lose body fat, you're going to be able to see your abs more. That's going to contribute to a smaller, tighter tummy. Okay, that's number one. But I'm not going to talk about ab nutrition. There's a lot of information you can find to help you lose body fat. What I want to talk about today is helping you get your muscles that support the whole core area. That means the six-pack muscle, your obliques, the core muscles that kind of surround your organs. What to do about those? Because I wanted to help you get results right away. And one of the ways to do that is to understand that you've got a whole lot of organs where you've got a lot of food moving through your body, and be in front of those organs sit your muscles. Your muscles are like girdles. The muscles around your core, your abdominal muscles, they hold your organs together. And the looser and the weaker they are, the more of a bigger belly you're going to have. So what you can do is you can start training your abdominals really, really intensely. And if you do that, what happens naturally, you ever notice that when you work out intensely with weights, that your muscles feel and get tighter? I mean, they physically get tighter. And that's kind of the same effect that you're going to have when you start training your abdominals. A lot of people get scared because they think, well, if I grow my abdominals, I'm going to be fatter. I'm going to look fatter. No. Have you ever seen anybody with incredibly muscular abdominals? I mean, really, really muscular abdominals. They don't look fatter at all. They look thinner and more ripped and more defined. You want that. Trust me. You really, really do. When you do real intense abdominal work, and I'm going to get into what that means in a second, but when you do intense abdominal work, what happens is you put all of your abdominal muscles, assuming that you've trained all of your abdominal muscles, you put them in a partial state of contraction because your body wants to adapt in a way to protect it from the stress that you showed it. So to protect it from the stress that you're going to give it, it's going to be slightly contracted, which is good because what that means is it's going to squish all of your organs behind it a little closer together, which can easily give you an instant shrinkage in your waist between a half inch to an inch and a half in a very short, within a couple of days. You know, when we did our tummy tightener program, I help people be able to shrink their waist in two ways. Number one, they're losing a lot of body fat. And then number two, they're also strengthening the abdominal and core muscles all around it at the same time. So here's a strategy that you want to take to be able to fully maximize the results that you get from the exercise portion of abdominal training. A lot of folks have been taught that, or you're in the habit of doing lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of repetitions for abdominals. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to have the same effect as doing lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of repetitions of any other exercise, whether it's a bicep curl or a squat. You're going to get some results, but you're going to see that those results are going to plateau very, very quickly. And the reason is, if you're able to do lots of repetitions, that means that you're only utilizing the lowest threshold motor units. What does that mean? It means that your muscles, including your abdominal muscles, are made up of different muscle fibers, and you're only accessing the muscle fibers that fire at a lower resistance or lower weight. So what you got to do is you want to treat your abdominal muscles the same way you would treat your other muscles in your body, whether it's your biceps or your legs or your back or your chest. do use pyramids. One of my favorite strategies to build muscle, because it works and exercises all of the different muscle fibers, are the use of pyramids and drop sets. There's no reason you can't do that with your abdominals. You just got to be smart about it when you start using lots and lots of weight. So here's the thing. Give this a shot. Do some pyramids. Pick an exercise. Doesn't matter what exercise it is. It could be crunches. Something you could do a lot of reps with. It could be ball crunches. It could be sit-ups. It could be floor crunches. But something that gets you to failure, abdominal muscular failure, by around 20 to 30 repetitions. And then start using weights, increasing the weight as you go up with each consecutive set. And what you're going to notice is you'll die out at 20 reps, and then you'll die out at 15, and then you'll die out at 10. And then at that point, if you're doing crunches, you might notice that, well, your legs aren't heavy enough to hold you down to the ground. So cool. So what do you do in the cases when you're trying to get down to extremely heavy resistances on your abs when it's too dangerous to be able to do a sit-up or a crunch because of the stress it puts on your spine? This is where hanging leg raises come to the rescue. When you are hanging and you bring your knees up to your chest or your legs up towards your face, this is the one position that doesn't put any external stress on your spine. This is an amazing exercise for you because you can't hurt your spine doing it. So this is where you jump up on top of a bar. Or if you use those little things where you slide your elbows into and you hang and you can lift your legs up, this could work perfectly. A lot of people's legs, because you got to realize your legs account for a lot of your body weight, lifting your knees up to your chest can be by itself something that's going to make you die out after 8 or so reps. And then here's the cool thing. You can hold weights with your feet. Yes, you can grab a dumbbell and you can hold it with your feet. You can lift it up and you could really go hard on those. And again, continue the pyramid strategy until you get to the point where you can't do more than like 5 to 3 repetitions and then work your way back down. By the time you're done with all of this, between all of the ab work that you start with, whether it's on the floor, and then you work your way up to the hanging leg raises, you could be doing anywhere between 12 to 25 sets. Then look what's going to happen to your abdominals just after a couple days or a couple weeks of that. You're going to be shocked at how much tighter your waist is, how much more defined your stomach is. And this is without you losing 1 ounce of body fat. This is coming perfectly, 100% from exercise. How cool is that? Something you're in total control with and something that you can start seeing right away. So give that a shot. Let me know how it goes. Oh, here's a little warning for you. So when you do this, and especially if your abdominals are feeling super, super, super sore after the first couple days of this, expect your belly to expand a little bit because you're getting some swelling, right? What happens whenever you exercise really, really, really hard, you create inflammation, some fluid goes in there, so it expands. That only happens for the first couple of days or maybe about a week, and then you're going to see those muscles are going to heal and you're going to look tighter and flatter than ever before. Give it a shot. I want to know how that works for you. So go ahead, send me a message. Go to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Reference this episode. This is episode 147 about abdominals. Or you can send me an email if you want. You can go to thomastadlock.com or veganbodyrevolution.com. Click on the contact us page and send us a message that way. All right. Listen, thanks so much again. I hope you go and start a vegan body revolution where you are. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.